Over the hill, but still feel like a baller? Welcome home, friends. Join Mike and Lee as they bring you the most entertaining stream of consciousness you can imagine. Grab a drink and stay off the f***ing lawn. This is the Old Man League.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 23 of the Old Man League. My name is Mike, and as always, I am here with my big guy, Lee.
Mike. Happy Wednesday. Missed you.
Last week was my bad. I'm sorry about that.
It happens.
But
back and better than ever.
Better than ever, and we're making today more exciting because guess what, buddy?
What?
We have a special guest, but I will touch on that more in just a second. Teasers for you. As always, this episode is brought to you by Tailgate 365, the site for stuff you like. You can check us out at tailgate365.com, and you can find the Old Man League on the social medias, at the Old Man League, Facebook, Twitter, probably some other shit. You can find out when we're going live, converse with us, fun things like that, and our favorite is for you to call or text us at 720-443-3674, or please come join us on our Discord server, which I will link in the show notes. We talk about all kinds of things. I don't even know where to start with that, but how you doing, buddy?
I'm great.
Yeah.
And I guess while we're on the Discord subject, I would like to welcome our newest member, Tracy, who I think you guys do some streaming stuff with and such and things.
Stuff like that.
So it just proves you do not have to be a gentleman to listen to the show or join the site. She's fit in very well. And so thank you. Thank you for joining. And I think you've been welcomed. It's great.
Yeah, she's been awesome.
We're diversifying.
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing that. We had one female before, but she was a random from Reddit, and it just, as nice as she was, I don't think it worked out.
And she was British.
Yeah. So, as I told you, today we have a special guest, my friend. Yeah, this man is not fazed by living on the surface of the sun and gives zero fucks about time zones or insects that would kill the average man like you and I. He's my Brohawk brother, he's a barbecue master, and he's a fun-raising goddamn tornado, Lee. Today we have Chuck, a.k.a. Short Bus.
Ooh, hey, yeah. Guys. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How you doing, buddy?
It was all I had not to laugh with the insects, surface of the sun, and zero fucks about the time zones.
Hey, you know, everything Arizona, it's you.
Exactly. It's like bottle up and can Arizona, and that's what you're going to get. Not sure how you'd classify it as a beer, but it's probably sour.
You know, speaking of beer, what are you guys drinking tonight? Anything special?
Ooh, I'll let our guest go first. What do you got, buddy?
Four Peaks Sunbrew Kolsch.
Okay. Oh, keeping like a nice summery feel.
It doesn't matter what time of year it is. It is the go-to beer in my fridge.
I like that.
Awesome. Okay. I've got a Nepenthe, which is a small brewery here in Balmer. It's called Dream Scythe. It's a creamsicle IPA with a skull or a skeleton on the front. So it's really strange that it's like promoting death and it's a creamsicle.
It sounds good though.
Yeah, it's good. So, yeah, what do you got?
I'm the most boring out of us three. It's because I had a shitty day and I just grabbed what I could. I have a Bud Light Seltzer Black Cherry. So, yeah.
Hate cherry.
Yeah.
The least favorite of the flavors.
I love it.
No, my wife takes all those whenever we get the White Claw.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Like well, you good. Hate, hold on. You hate cherries in general or you hate the cherry seltzers?
No, I don't like cherry flavored things generally.
So you don't like cherries?
I think I can eat cherries and be fine.
Cherries are cherry flavored.
I don't know. I think it gets too sweet, like sickeningly sweet when they put it in flavors.
I was going to say, are we going to go down the artificial
cherry
taste?
My wife loves like cherry Dr. Pepper. And it's like, it's dog shit. It's just so gross.
Mm.
And I don't know. Something about the dark cherry and the wild cherry flavors I don't like. But I mean, I guess I could sit there and eat a cherry. Yeah. We'll go with that.
I don't understand, but that's fine. So, Extra Life came and went. My English are goodly today.
English first language.
Yes. Son of beach. Shit.
Shit.
Yeah. A couple weekends ago. Actually, a couple weekends here this coming Saturday ago. And it was a lot of fun. We did some gaming together. Bus, I wanted your impressions. How did you feel the whole thing went?
You know, for me, I think definitely the time that John, you know, because for me, this was my sixth year, and it's definitely changed. It changed last year with the birth of my son,
mm-hmm.
where I didn't get to do the traditional, 24 that I had done the four previous years. So for me, I ended up logging in about 40 hours of total stream time.
Wow.
for this year, which I really have no heartache about, because I typically did them late at night or I did them on the weekend, and I had more, this was really the first significant investment into Twitch that I had made outside of just streaming on game day for those four other years.
You gonna stick with it a little bit, streaming in general, like, or just keep doing like maybe?
I think you and I talked about this on Discord as well. I think probably through the end of the year, since mm-hmm. the campaign runs through the end of 2020, I've already had two more donations come in after last Saturday, because of some of the legwork that I did running up to game day.
Right.
So for me, one of the things I did, which you know about from our previous interaction, is I do a batch of homemade barbecue sauce, and I generally tie it in with my Extra Life fundraiser. So it is, and thankfully my wife says it's only a once a year thing because it's such a labor intensive process, but I generally tie that in with donations, and I kind of incentivize a lot of the guys that we game with or that I gamed with in the past to not only take part in Extra Life, but also get some type of reward out of that.
Yeah. And you kicked ass this year. We kept bumping our team goal up. And so our team goal, we stopped it at 3,500, which we surpassed. We're at 3,505 still. You currently sit at 2,210 total, which is,
yeah,
that's incredible, man. Good job.
And so one of the, and for me, thank you. I mean, for me, it's not myself. I did it on the stream a few times as well. I'm thanking my community, like my network of friends.
Yep.
Because I originally set my goal at $500. That was consistent with what I've raised over the last couple years. I had a good year. I think the first year I started or the second year, kind of face-to-face fundraising, going hand in hand with us having ASU season tickets and tailgating, and then having people over to the house on road games. So it was really easy for me to talk about Extra Life.
Nice.
But this year with COVID, it made it a little more difficult. I took a lot of the tips and tricks and best practices that the Children's Miracle Network website has and lays out for you as a participant, and took them to heart. I didn't really use a template email. I took the template and made it my own and talked about things, how this charity relates to me, how my son spending time in the NICU last year after he was born gave me a different appreciation, even though it was not at Phoenix Children's Hospital. It was still a NICU experience, and that is one of the things that especially here in Phoenix, the NICU is one of their largest groups. So for me, it became a more personal opportunity and a better way for me to tell a personal story and have people connect with that. People that I know out in my family from a work perspective. It was just a better it was a better thing than just kind of putting it out the way that I had in some of the previous years,
right,
where it was, hey, we're fundraising as a team and that's great. And this is a thing. But I think you and Johnny had the same kind of tie-in when you originally started Extra Life. There was a buddy that you knew whose, son was needed some medical treatment. And so I know, and John got into that on his stream as well about his son. So,
yep.
For me, it just became a more impactful charity for me.
That's awesome. And hopefully we can keep, doing this next year. I assume we plan on it. And I think one thing that people kind of need to be reminded of is it doesn't stop the day of, the official gaming day, right? We go through the end of the year. It's a year long campaign.
Or the other thing is, it doesn't start when we send the email. It starts on January 1st, regardless. It technically starts the minute you enroll in the fundraiser yourself.
That's right.
Yep. And for me, generally, that's usually March or April. I usually try to do it around, it just corresponds that it's around tax time.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't be, there's not a stretch of the imagination where you could do it on January 1st or January 15th and start your 2021 campaign to run 12 months.
Well, and I'll say this, you inspired me. I did a few kind of milestone-ish sort of donation things. You did some fun ones. You did a pie in the face. You did your incentives for your barbecue sauce. What else did you do there?
So I had a company here in town in Scottsdale that does hot candy. So I did. So I had a bunch of hot candy that was sent over. So things like it's called Pebble Candy, but it's a basically like knockoff Nerds that are infused with different peppers. So starting at like jalapeno, going through the scale habanero, ghost pepper, Carolina Reaper, scorpion.
Shit.
So I had some incentives set up there where I got to specific goals, because one of the things that I thanked all of the participants for was, with my original $500 goal, every time they exceeded the donations, I selected another milestone. So I had milestones for 500, milestones for 750, milestones for 1,000, and then it went from 1,000 to 1,250 to 1,500 to 1,750 to 2,000.
Right.
And then finally on game day, it was either game day or it was that Friday night, I bumped it up to 2,500. So it was... For me, I kind of used that whole week leading up to game day to do a lot of fun teasery stuff. Like jumping in the pool. I don't know if you guys saw that video. That was, kind of something that I took away from other fundraisers and kind of used it as kind of a fun thing. So pie in the face, the polar bear plunge, all of those food, the food challenges. So
the Mohawk, man, the Mohawk.
Yeah. The Mohawk and the goatee.
Yeah.
So this is the first time in probably 10 or 11 years of doing Movember where I actually shaved off my goatee while we were in the month of November.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
And so
go ahead.
Those were, the Mohawk was, seemed to be a good thing. It got people very interested in, where we were at in relation to the goal. And I had, one guy come in both times, got me to the threshold for the Mohawk, and then waited and stalked around and got me to the threshold of shaving off my goatee.
Nice.
So made
what a friend for.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So, and then had some friends with the pie to the face. My brother came in and wanted the jankiest Mohawk that I could come up with. And if you saw the pictures, it was pretty terrible shaving it by myself.
So what is the status of the Mohawk?
So I left it on. I kept the Mohawk the entire day that we were streaming and fundraising. And that Sunday before football, I had my wife clean it up and I kept it throughout that whole day and took some pictures. And then stepfather came in and kind of gave me a donation where he matched the original donation to do the mohawk and gave me an island of hair in the front of my head. So it was, as my mother-in-law called it, it was the forehead goatee.
That's awesome. Oh my God. Well, great job, man. I'm proud of us as a team. We're not done yet. And then we're going to start it off in 2021 and kick some ass there too. So, you know, again, just tremendous job. Thank you to everybody that participated, donated, was there for support, played with us, whatever. It was awesome.
It was very, very reassuring to know that there were guys out there that even though they didn't want to do it, that they were there to play with us, to help us out, to, you know, talk in the stream and, you know, in the comments. So it was really reassuring to know that this wasn't just going on in a vacuum.
Yep, absolutely.
And then, of course, we ended the night with some awesome hijinks with the three of us and the wife.
That was a lot of fun, actually, yes.
So, all right, well, we're on the gaming topic. So, again, I bring nothing to the table, but I know that you guys have been fired up about Call of Duty and some other stuff. So, give me the latest. Give me the lowdown on what I'm not playing these days.
Well, that's so everything, pretty much.
Everything.
Yeah. So, on this note, don't forget to join our Xbox Club. Old Man League is what it's called. So, not the Old Man League, just Old Man League. That'd be a great place that we're trying to start to use for sharing clips, videos, things like that, pictures, maybe one day doing some LFG type stuff. But lately, so it seems like as a collective group, you know, the new Call of Duty just came out last week, which was a week too late for Extra Life, which kind of sucks. But we've been playing that a little bit. Last Friday, we actually had a group of us successfully team up and play, which was outstanding.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think that's outside of a couple of the times that I've paired up with maybe Didge in Texas, that was like the first real time where it wasn't just like me and somebody else, you know, where it wasn't just a duos or a head-to-head thing. And it was a lot of fun, even though, you know, that game being new and not knowing what, you know, what the meta was, we still had fun and I hope that's something that we can continue.
I mean, that's the plan, is we're going to try to make it a Friday thing. I know that was the most people we've had gaming together in, geez, I don't know how long. So I was thrilled. Other than that, we're sticking with our Old Man League Golf League, which, Bust, I don't think you're in that, right? You don't do,
no,
you
don't do golf? I was frustrated with the 2019 version and gave it up mid-season.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Everybody bitched and moaned that I was winning every one of these, so I felt bad and almost sat out for a little while. But
I was going to say, could you switch your guy to like a lefty and make it more difficult?
Hey, lefty here. Watch it.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, I suck at golf anyway, so don't worry about it.
Hey, I do too, but I'm obviously awesome at video game golf,
right?
At least this version.
You're clearly the Tiger Woods of this version. Or Dustin Johnson. Yeah. We'll keep it current. The current Masters champion, Dustin Johnson.
Pick somebody less newsworthy. That'd be good.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, you know, that leads me to just a quick segue. Like, just watching Tua play quarterback. I mean, I know we've had left-handed quarterbacks before, but it is really strange. Your brain is trained to watch a football game flow a certain way.
Yes.
And when you see a guy going left, it's just weird.
And then my wife and I watched the ESPN, that E60 doc on him, and like to look at the other left-handed quarterbacks that are talking about him, like it's really crazy to think that, you know, the last elite left-handed quarterback, you have to go back to like the Vic and Steve Young era.
Well, or even Boomer Esiason was pretty good, right? Wasn't he a lefty?
Yep. So, and like, there's only, I think they said in that documentary, there's only like a dozen starting quarterbacks that were lefties. It's some crazy low number.
I wonder why.
He's gonna be good though. I mean, I don't know. I never played football, so it was weird. I mean, it's like coming up as a lefty, I pitched, so it's like, okay, if you have any pitching ability, you're going to get a chance to play.
Oh, for sure.
It's just different. I don't know. I mean, what the percentage of the population that plays as left-handed, it's got to be a few percentage points, maybe.
So does it help you in soccer at all? Because I remember in basketball, when I played against somebody that was left-handed, it kind of fucked me up at first to defend them. So does it help you at all in soccer?
Not in soccer, but it helps me in basketball because everyone's conditioned to guard you to the right. So 100%. At least in the beginning of the game, it's that you're going to break an ankle maybe at least once until they catch on. But yeah, it's fun when they have no idea you're going to go left.
Yeah.
And even though, even when you do, they do pick it up, people aren't used to guarding that direction.
No.
So it's just a different mindset. So no, not soccer. You have to play over the field, so it doesn't really matter. But yeah, no, it's been good. It's been good watching him. So I think the Dolphins are legit. And I was going to say the Patriots just stink, but then again.
you know what would fuck me up worse than watching, like, because I agree, it's weird watching a left-handed quarterback as a left-footed kicker. That would mess with me mentally a lot more than a quarterback.
I don't know, but do you really pay attention to a kicker, though?
Yes, because watching them, like, the holder and everything.
Where he lines up and how he's attacking. Yeah, it's...
I guess it's gonna your holder's gonna have to learn a whole new way of doing it.
Yeah,
I mean that's putting it. Yeah, that's weird.
Right. See.
Okay. I mean, I don't spend attention. I just know Justin Tucker's gonna make it. You know, I don't care where he goes.
Right, Mister. I can sing opera in seven languages. It doesn't matter.
It's nine.
Oh, excuse me. I stand corrected. You know. Kicks field goals in the 30-mile-an-hour wind with sleet in those terrible conditions.
That's what I've never understood. He was undrafted out of Texas, and he's one of the greatest kickers of all time.
Kickers shouldn't get drafted.
I just don't get it.
I'm sorry. They shouldn't get drafted.
Yeah, I mean, how? When you stop and look at the let's look at the whole scope of kickers in the NFL. Let's just take the modern era. How much of an anomaly is Sebastian Janikowski or Mike Nugent for being drafted, you know, in the top five rounds?
I mean,
that was the Raiders and the Jets, right?
That's fair. I mean, because it's to me, I'm not saying that they're not important, but it's a waste of draft capital. If you look at what they're going to bring to your team,
right?
You know, chances are, yes, especially Janikowski, he was a first rounder, wasn't he?
Yes, he was a first rounder. And Christ. The only thing that he has going for him in that, you know, granted, it is Al Davis. So you have a completely different logical argument with a Raiders fan on selections that Al Davis makes. But the longevity that he had as a kicker is the only thing that you can use to defend that selection. Is, you know, I think he kicked up until last year.
Yeah.
And he was drafted in the mid 90s, right?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I can't defend that ever.
No, I can't. But I could just see some, you know, I could see a dyed in the wool Raiders fan like Johnny or some of my other, you know, other friends who are like, that are still defending, what's his name? Darius Hayward Bay. Terrible selection.
He was fast.
He was fast. That I will give him that.
Can we not talk about the Raiders anymore? Let's just move on from football in general.
All right. Hey, the holidays are coming.
Yeah.
Can't do anything, but the holidays are coming.
can't have family over.
But
that
are you,
can sure make some food.
Are you in the spirit more though because of the situation? Because we kind of are.
I think so. You know, I put the pictures up. My wife, I mean, my house is Christmas blinged out, and I knew very well to keep my mouth shut and just keep nodding my head yes. But I think I am. I think I'm feeling it because, you know, the tree's up, the kids are happy, the kids are starting to think about it and talk about their Christmas lists. And it's just, it's a diversion. It's just something different that it's not the same four walls I've been staring at for the past 7 months. It's, you know, a Christmas tree in the middle and some Christmas lights and snowmen. So it's, yeah, I think we're getting there. I think once we get through Thanksgiving, it'll feel a little bit more. Because, you know, I was like, look, can we just put off the Christmas movies and the music until at least after Thanksgiving? I'll give you the decorations, but I don't want to blow my load in November. Like, let's slow down just a little bit. So see,
I want all of it, man. Like, and you know, you actually just brought something up that you kind of triggered something I was going to, like, mean to put on our little agenda, and I forgot, but here we go. So I assume that both of you are of the age that when you were young men that you had like Sears catalogs or whatever to go circle ship from, right? Okay. Yeah. So I noticed like over the last couple of weeks, we've been getting mailers from like certain places. Like I want to say one of them was some toy place or, oh, actually it might've been Amazon.
Yes. Amazon did one.
Amazon put out a wish book.
I fucking love that. Like I saw that and was like, man, I wish this shit happened when I had little kids. All mine are like college age or whatever. So, but I like, that's one of my fondest memories as a little kid was my grandma and grandpa giving me the thick ass Sears catalog and saying, circle what you want.
It's great. And I mean, we're in that demo, so I think we get more of it. So yeah, we've got Amazon, I think Walmart, Target, and the kids fucking love it. You're right, man. I have A's and E's all through this book. I want this. And it's shit that they don't even really want. They're like, that looks cool. I want this racetrack. I'm like, honey, it's going to break in 6 seconds.
Right.
I don't care. We'll play with it until it breaks. All right, fine. Like, it's COVID. There's no rules. Get what you want. There's no logic this year. Like, there are certain types of toys that Santa has banned. Like a lot of the little collectible junk that, you know, they're just going to open and, like, the LOL, you know, crack an egg. There's a toy inside. This year, we're like, take what you want. If it makes you happy, I don't really give a shit how long it lasts. So we're just breaking all the rules. And my youngest, she wants a go-kart.
Dude, like,
nice.
You have the space. Make a fucking track.
We don't, though, because I can't drive it on the road because it's loud as shit and the neighbors are going to hate me.
You have a big yard.
But then I don't want to destroy my yard.
Yeah, you do. Make a track.
Make a track. Oh, God.
Come on. I'm sure you could use it, too.
I'm sure there are people in your zip code who either have a track that they use or someone's made a track in their land.
Oh, they certainly have. And it's funny because there's one community. There's a house it's on a highway. But the entrance to this really nice community is, you know, on the road. And just to the right of it is not their property. And the family has owned it forever, and they put a dirt bike track on it.
That's awesome.
It drives these people insane, but there's nothing they can do about it. And their kids just ride circles in the mud all day long.
See, but your girls need that, dude. I feel like this is a responsibility of yours at this point.
Yeah, totally.
I kind of moved on from it until just now, so thanks.
And the young one is the one that wanted to learn how to drive the tractor, right?
She just can't reach the pedal. So as soon as she needs three more inches.
Get her a go-kart.
Look, it's very well documented that she hates me. Can you at least tell her, Uncle Mike is lobbying? Yes. Yeah, I'm lobbying.
Maybe that'll sway her.
Yeah.
Fine. All right. We'll look into it. But anyway, yeah, the catalog's been awesome. So it's good to get that little piece of our history back. So anyway, so do you guys have any plans? Like what's the best you're going to do for Thanksgiving?
Go ahead, Bus.
For me, so we're balancing. I mean, I kind of posted on it on Discord, balancing some family issues, but we do have, so my mother-in-law helps us with childcare with Maddox. So she's over here 2 days a week anyway, and her and my father-in-law only play golf. They only play with the same four people every week, and they have a relatively tight circle. He's getting ready for retirement, so he's working from home every day. So we know that they're extremely careful. My mom and stepdad just moved here from Albuquerque. They've been snowbirds the last 5 or 6 years. You know, leaving Albuquerque when it gets cold, staying the winter here, but then now they've decided to put their house on the market. So they've been quarantining themselves, checking their temperatures, making sure they live in a retirement community. So they're trying to limit their exposure to other retirement age people because they don't want to infringe on the time that they can spend with my son.
Mm-hmm.
So we're probably, normally our Thanksgiving gatherings are 8 to 12 or 13 people because it's both sets of parents. It's my dad, my brother and sister-in-law, and then we have an uncle that lives in Palm Springs and his wife, and then his son and his wife have come out. So we've had Thanksgivings where we've had 12 or 13 people at the table and not a big, totally not a big stretch. You guys all know I love to cook, smoking turkeys, smoking turkey breasts, not a big deal. My family divvies up food really easily and we all end up with stuff that we like. We all end up cooking stuff that we like. I'll put it that way. Everyone kind of, we have a menu that we hash out ahead of time, but this year I think we're just going to go with the six of us, my mom and stepdad, and then her parents, and then the three of us.
Nice.
And that's going to be it. So it's a little different. My brother and sister-in-law are very conservative about their interactions. They don't want to eat indoors with us. They are going to have their own celebration, but they want to come over and hang out in the backyard. We have a fire pit. We have a gas fire pit, and do a social distance where they can at least see their nephew, hang out with, the sets of parents and interact, but not put us at risk.
You know, I mean, and really that's what it's all about, right? Just getting to see some family, hanging out, yep. Stuff like that. Nice, man. So tell me about your turkey. You said you're smoking a turkey. Are you doing a full turkey? You do turkey breast?
I do turkey breast, bone in. I usually go, since it's Thanksgiving, I usually splurge for the organic, hand-fed ones from Whole Foods.
Ooh, bougie.
Fancy, yes. Ass. Wow.
Total bougie. The main reason, and I learned this in a barbecue class that I took a couple years ago, one of the main reasons that a lot of people don't tell you this, but a lot of the content creators on YouTube or professional barbecue chefs or caterers, they will use Whole Foods because Whole Foods has a clause in their contract where you can't just freeze your birds. You have to air freeze them. So it's a specific method where they put them in a chamber and use a super cooled mist to chill the bird in a specific way. So you're not just butchering that bird and then throwing it in a deep freeze. You're prepping the bird and then putting it through this air freeze process, which means that it doesn't have to go at a deeper temperature. It's closer to fresh when they get it to the store so that it doesn't have to be frozen and take up freezer space.
Good Lord.
God, look at you, man, delivering on the first guest ever, and you're bringing some knowledge. I love this shit.
Good God.
So for me, it's a little pricier to order, but I'm a big proponent of preparing ahead of time and make sure that you have what you need.
Nice. Yeah. See, we have an Amish market and it's always crazy to me because I get the turkey breast, either bone in or boneless, whatever they have at that moment. And I went, and I think it was last year, and I was like, do you have like 7 or 8 pounds? She goes, no, we have 4. And then this 13-year-old girl comes out and grabs the turkey and starts carving this thing up. I'm like, that is amazing. Like, I couldn't do what this girl was doing with a knife. But, yeah, that's what I'm doing this year. So I got mine early, and, I mean, I guess it came from Pennsylvania straight down to here. So I don't know if it was cold misted, but looked good to me.
What are you doing? How are you cooking it, though? Are you going to just oven, traditional?
So we either smoke it or I just do it in the crock pot, honestly.
Mm, yeah.
Just rub it. And then add broth and, onions or something underneath. Just let it go. And it just falls apart. It's super easy because generally we go out to a family members for Thanksgiving. So I don't have a lot of time. We're not here. So that's a way I can just cook it and not worry about it. But this year we're home. So I got to decide if I'm going to mix it up a little bit. But
nice.
Yeah. So what are you doing?
So we have some of the big kids are out of state and college and whatever. They're not coming home. Just in light of things. So local kids are just coming over. Really, it's just going to be like 5 or 6 of us. No nobody else, no friends, anything like that. And just our normal shit, man. The traditional sides. I have a turkey breast that I'm going to do a honey brine in that I started doing a couple years ago. Just water, salt, some like a couple pounds of honey. Just let it sit overnight and then inject it the next day with some of the brine and let that fucker smoke. And it comes out just amazing. I mean, it's probably, I'd say deep fried turkey is my favorite. Like, I love doing that, but this is a close second.
All right. Yeah, I want to master the deep fry. We had a guy at our Navy tailgate who would do Cajun.
It's so good.
I mean, this thing came out bright orange. It was the best turkey I've ever eaten. So I gotta master that. So, I mean, it's nice to be home. I mean, are you guys doing anything different? I mean, for us, Thanksgiving is slower this year. So I can actually cook. Yeah. I'm doing more unique dishes. I mean, is there anything that you guys have on the menu that's a little different or kind of a cool family regional tradition or something like that?
Personally, we aren't. It's just the normal stuff for us. Bus, what about you?
I have a set of go-to rubs that I use for Thanksgiving, for the turkey. There's a Cosmos Q. They have a Dirty Bird. And then there's a local company here in Phoenix that's a veteran-owned company called Loot and Booty. And they have a Gold Star Chicken, which is basically a chicken rub he created. And if you don't follow competition barbecue, Gold Star means a perfect 180, like you aced your chicken. So he's gotten several 180s. And so it's, even though it's called Gold Star Chicken, it's really a all-purpose poultry rub.
Nice.
And so... with those air frozen ones, they're not brined. They don't have a solution. So I generally brine it. I'm a big fan of the Alton Brown overnight brine.
Yes,
that's what I do. Yep.
So, I don't go crazy with the honey, but I definitely go crazy with the cinnamon and the allspice. And, I generally make one trip to the store and spend like $25 just on spices and everything else for the brine, and then can use it a couple, 2 years in a row. My wife's like, "Why do we have cinnamon sticks?" I'm like, "Because you love that turkey so much."
Fancy ass. You see, that's the key to turkey for me is the brine.
Yeah.
Or chicken, for that matter. Hot toddies, poultry.
Man. Come on, cinnamon sticks.
Oh yeah.
Bourbon. Oh, great.
And I'm off like almost all of next week, so I can't fucking wait.
Oh man.
I know.
Yeah. For me, I made sure that I'm off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and being a big blue multinational corporation, we have to use PTO for our actual holidays. They don't give you the holiday off. Where my wife works for the state of Arizona. So she has her 8 or 9, national holidays that she's given. But for me, I made sure that my pickup time for the turkey at Whole Foods was like Tuesday morning, so I can bring it home and get it in the brine Tuesday afternoon and then get him a full, 24, 36 hours in the brine.
Hell yeah, man. You taking any time off next week, Lee?
I don't know. No. I want to.
I mean, so here's my thing, and we were talking about this on Discord, right? Like, at first, I got some shit for... I naturally have Thursday off because our company gives that to us. So I took Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but I'm working Friday. And a lot of the guys were like, "Oh, why don't you take the whole week?" Well, because first of all, I'm in IT and we're going to be on a moratorium, so we can't do shit anyway. And second of all, well, there's three reasons. So there's that. We're going to be dead ass like quiet on Friday for work anyway. So working from home with COVID, it's basically a day off. And then third, there's a lot of people that wanted to do the back end of the week, not like I did, start with Thursday and then take a really long weekend. So I wanted to be a nice guy and give somebody else the chance to take Friday off.
And you got to play the game, right? Yeah. I'm in the same boat. Like, I might take off earlier in the week because my old job, I had international clients. Well, they don't really give a shit that it's Black Friday and you want to relax. Right. So, but now I have the U.S. government as a client. So they don't want to do anything. So Friday, it's, it's a work day, but it's not really a work day. So yeah, maybe at least Wednesday, I think I'll take and, just kick back and cook some greens or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Play lots of video games.
Tons of video games.
Yeah.
play some of your car. Car soccer.
What is it you call it? Your fucking, what are you calling it?
Murder ball car soccer.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And of course, what he means by that is what? Rocket League.
Rocket League.
That's it. Yes, exactly. I just want to see if you knew.
Murder ball car soccer. Mm. Hey, you know what we're going to do next week? You know what we're going to do next week. Well, but what though? We're going to play Tecmo Bowl.
Walter Payton's going to run all up in that ass.
Yeah, okay. We're going to find out. We're going to have a Tecmo Bowl game next week, at least
one. I'm still trying to figure out the buttons. I mean, there's not many, but it's a little bit different from the original. So trying to figure out what's tackle and dive, and not that it matters, whatever.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Who's your team?
I'm not sure. I probably would pick Denver, but I always used to play with the Bears. So if you're picking them, I may have to go. Is this the one where Lawrence Taylor's a fucking monster too?
Probably.
Yeah. So I'll probably it'll either be Denver or the Giants.
All right. Can't wait. Now we got to try this. All the other two player games to see if they work, because that would be amazing.
Listen, I've said that if enough people said they're interested, I would set up a Tecmo Bowl league, and I would track everything myself.
Let's me and you get one game in first, big guy.
Well, I know. I'm a little
ambitious. Proof of concept.
Baby steps. Proof of concept. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Come on. You're in IT. Proof of concept.
All right. So sticking on the old Thanksgiving concept here, we still only have two hand turkey entries, and I'm not disappointed in the sense that we only have two, because I appreciate the two we have, but I'm disappointed that more people have not entered, because I've made really fucking clear there's going to be an actual prize for this thing.
All right, what's your cutoff date? Let's get them in line.
And your over under was six turkeys that look like a dick.
Yes, and so far we're way under that. So let's make the cutoff Thanksgiving Day. How about that?
Beautiful. Okay.
So we have...
We'll pump it out on social media and all that good stuff.
Yeah, by the time anybody listens to this, you know, you have a week. So do it. It'll take you 10 seconds, for God's sake. Make a hand turkey. Send it in. And where would they send that into, Lee?
Oh, I got it. It's WTF at theoldmanleague.com.
That's right.
I thought you were going to catch me off guard there.
I did. I was a little bit of a test there.
Curveball.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to make an entry, but I'm not going to be, eligible for the prize, because I already own the fucking prize. But I'm going to make an entry for us to talk about. And here's what I think we should do is our next show. I kind of feel like we should live stream this thing. That way we can show the entries while we figure it out.
I love it.
Yeah?
I love it.
Okay. Well, let's do it. Let's get your entries in, everybody. Tracy, you're new. You don't want to go upsetting people. Make a hand turkey entry.
We will shame you. Shame.
Yes.
Okay.
Quick Game of Thrones reference, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll get them in. So, yeah, we'll have them judging soon, and there will be a prize. I love it.
Speaking of judging, there's a topic that, God, you guys are fucking on it with the segues today. It's perfect. There's a topic I wanted to bring up. I want to know, and I will include mine. I want to know what your most embarrassing moments in your entire life has been so far.
Hmm.
I can go first. If you guys need to think about it for a second, it's up to you. I'll let you choose.
If you're locked and loaded, just fire. Let's go.
Okay. Mine is easy, and to this day, it embarrasses me to think about it, but I'm going to just lay it out there. Okay. So imagine a young, like 16-year-old Mike, right? You know, like other 16-year-olds in the world, I had some nudie magazines, right? I'm sure you can tell where this is going. I came home from basketball practice one day, and my mom, who at the time had a super ass hot friend, right? She was younger than her, like just insanely hot, but she was basically an aunt to me. And so there, you know, her, my dad, and my mom's friend are standing in the kitchen. I walk in to go get something to drink, and my mom pulls out this fucking magazine. And then they go on to lecture me for about 20 minutes on, you know, the dangers of pornography and how my mom's friend is dating a cop and he can talk to me about the dangers of pornography and the road this would lead down. Dude, I I'm not kidding right now as I tell you this. It was fucking, like, traumatic in on so many different levels. Like, it was like you could have put this scene in the movie American Pie and it would have just fit right in there. It was the most awful moment of my entire life.
Now, are we talking just like Playboy or do you have some kink shit that they found? It was like Mike.
It was actually a Playboy, yeah. So it was nothing too out there, but it was enough that I didn't want to talk about it to my parents, and I certainly didn't want to talk about it with my mom's hot friend in the room. Yeah, awful. Awful.
That's pretty awful.
Yeah, it was bad.
Well, okay. I don't know. I'm pretty boring. But I didn't drink in high school. So when I got to college, I had some friends, some girls from high school that we all ended up at the same college. And one of the people we went to high school with had a campus apartment. And we went up there and, you know, we're just sitting around drinking. And I really maybe had a couple beers here and there when I got up to school. And I'm sitting on the couch next to this guy and he's just Miller Lights. We're just pounding Miller Lights. And he's thinking it's funny. You know, I was like, oh, keep going. You can't, you know, whatever. I threw up on this guy. Like, covered him in vomit sitting on the couch in front of all of my friends. And what do you do? Like, it was hard. I couldn't move. I couldn't function. And I'm throwing up on a complete stranger in someone else's house.
What did you do? Just hang out?
I honestly don't remember. I honestly don't. That was one of many, many drinking stories. I'm not going to get into some in case my wife ever listens to this. But yeah. So most of my stories do involve alcohol on some level. But anyway.
Those are tough to follow. The one for me that still gives me the chills or gives me the shivers. First holiday weekend home from college. So to put it in perspective, my mom and stepdad, when I graduated college, so there were three boys, all age 21 through 15, because my brother is about two years younger than I am. We were in the house. And once I graduated, my older stepbrother got a job and moved out of the house. So it went from the three of us in the house to just my younger brother, who had a job, had a bunch of extra curricular activities. He had stopped playing soccer, but was doing some clubs in school. So my parents essentially had the run of the house and didn't really think of anything. So I come home on, you know, the amateur weekend before Thanksgiving, go out with my fake ID that I got in college in Albuquerque with some friends, get a little liquored up, come home, come through the door. All the lights are off. Normally, all the lights are off, and I'm going down the hall to the bedroom where they have me set up to sleep. And my parents' room, the door to the room is open, and it's never open. And I can see something kind of flickering, and I'm like, oh my God, are they here? What is going on? Do they have a candle going? And I walk down the hallway where it opens up to their bedroom, and all I can see on the wall is the shadow of Dances with Wolves, Two Wolves Fucking. And I was like, I immediately started to get sick to my stomach. I went to go lay down on the sofa bed where I was and just pretended that I didn't see anything. And I didn't say anything to my parents that night. I just went to sleep. I woke up the next morning and my stepdad is making breakfast. And he's like, so what time did you come home last night? And I was like, early enough that your door was open. And he was like, what?
Oh, wow.
And so to this day, like, they love to just bring that up at social gatherings. Like, oh yeah, and while Chuck was home, he happened to peruse some of our tantric love, and I'm like, it's totally like straight out of a bad movie scene.
Wow.
Oh my God. Wow. I'm like, you've got some older ones. Have you ever had to deal with that?
That you're hesitating.
I'm going to say yes, and I'm not going to say who. But yes, I was actually working from home once, and I don't know if they just didn't consider that I was working from home or thought that things were quieter than it was, but needless to say, I wasn't real happy or gentle about the situation. I don't want to talk about that. I'm just impressed that Bus and I both had stories that involved us walking into a house of porn.
Exactly.
God.
You're never going to bleach that from your mind's eye, though, are you?
No, absolutely not. And it's, you know, The other one that sticks in my mind from a personally embarrassing perspective is with my parents being divorced, my brother and I took vacations with my dad and took vacations with my mom and my stepdad. Well, my dad worked for a company here, had a bunch of coworkers, and they always would rent a house in San Diego on the beach. And we would go with him and spend 7 to 10 days there. It kind of just rotated out who was there. And there were other girls around my age and my brother's age there. Then, 12, 13 year old, kind of uncomfortable with girls, know you kind of like them, but not sure what to do. So my brother and I are taking surfing lessons and the rest of the families are on the beach. And I'm out there, try to get up on the board, wipe out a couple times, take a particularly nasty wipe out and kind of throw the board back towards the beach and start walking out of the water. And everyone's starting to look at me, like look strangely. And the lifeguard is blowing his whistle and pointing at me. And apparently in the commotion, my entire swimsuit had come off and I was walking out of the water as a naked 12-year-old boy.
Oh, wow. That would
in front of girls that I wasn't sure I liked and their parents and my dad.
Wow.
I did like you after that.
I was really popular with the girls after that.
I'll give you a bonus second most embarrassing story, but this one was actually, I was more embarrassed for someone else, but it kind of bled into me. So I was stationed in Millington, Tennessee, which is not that far from Memphis. And we used to go down to Memphis all the time on the weekends. And if you've ever, I don't know if either one of you have been to Memphis, but Beale Street was the place to be, right? That place was just hopping on the weekends. It's just like a street, kind of think like New Orleans. It's like that sort of
foot traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. Just awesome. So much fun. I actually met BB King once there. It was great. But anyway, my buddy and I, he was a Marine, were sitting there at this bar, Silky O'Sullivan's, right? I'll never forget this place. And these two chicks come and sit next to us, right? So I'm sitting across from my buddy, and these two chicks are sitting like on either side of us, and we're just talking or whatever. And we were fucking hammered. Well, I noticed my buddy, he keeps like leaning over the opposite direction of the chick that he's with, like sitting next to. And he just kept doing it. Like every few minutes he would do that. And I could not for the life of me figure out what the fuck he was doing. And it took me like maybe 10 or 15 minutes and I looked down at his cup, right? Where we basically had like a solo cup. It's filled to the brim and overflowing with vomit. Yeah. So what he was doing was he was leaning over and puking into this cup, hoping nobody would notice because he didn't want to break the vibe that was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. It broke the vibe. They didn't hang around us after everybody, because I reacted immediately. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? And that was kind of the end of that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Porn and alcohol.
Wonderful. You know? Yeah. Good stuff.
We do.
Yeah.
That should be the tagline.
That's what we do.
You know what? I think we have our show title for the week: porn and alcohol.
Porn and alcohol.
Yep.
Yeah, porn, alcohol, and family gatherings.
Porn, alcohol, and Thanksgiving. That's what I'm gonna. That's gonna be the show title. I always try to think of something afterwards that we talked about, and you just did it for me.
Yeah.
Doing heavy lifting,
Lee.
Absolutely.
You may not play video games or only play the murder ball car hockey, but hey, you've got to come up with good ideas.
I do what I can, man. So, well, awesome. Wait, this is great. We had a guest.
And it was awesome. Bus, thank you so much for joining us today. This was tremendous.
I had a good time. Guest number one. I am excited about that.
So what's your...
It's my honor.
Yeah, go ahead and what's your Twitch channel? Go ahead and shout that out, and because people catch him, you know, as he's streaming throughout the year, and then next year also.
So it's AZShortBus35.
So twitch.tv/AZShortBus35. Go check him out.
Excellent. And that has links to not only the Extra Life channel, but also, as Johnny was giving me a hard time, I have commands in there about finding the Old Man League on all the socials, have commands in there about Extra Life. So I've only been streaming for 41 hours, but have more commands than Johnny, who's been streaming for 6 years.
Look at you. Nice.
That's great. Those Streamlabs tutorials that I crammed in paid off.
There you go. Well, yeah, awesome. Thanks again. Thanks again for being here this week, man. This was great.
Absolutely, guys. My pleasure.
Perfect. And then, guys, you can still donate to Extra Life. Look up the team. It's the Old Man League. You can still give money to any of these fine gentlemen in their local hospitals. We would love to have some more donations. Maybe I'll do it next year. Maybe I'll jump in and play some murder ball.
You won't.
Great.
You won't.
Don't try me.
We should just come up with fantastic milestones for Lee to do, even though he's not going to play video games.
There you go. If every dollar raised is an amount of video games I have to play.
Yeah, exactly. Like Johnny with his all first person shooter Extra Life.
Don't, you know, I'm going to hold you to this, Lee.
I kind of like the idea.
Okay.
I'd be here for you to forget about it. So
I won't let you forget about it. So you should have brought this
You'll
up.
Forget it as soon as we hang up tonight.
Maybe.
So, all right, guys. Well, again, find us on all the social media channels at the Old Man League. Give us a call. We haven't had any calls, I don't think, for a while. 720-443-3674. Find us on Discord. Stop by. You won't be sorry. We're a very lovable group. Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. If you guys have any ideas or things you're doing for the holidays, let us know. Any off-the-wall recipes, we'd love to hear about them. So, yeah, I think that's about it. So this will wrap up our Turkey Day edition of the Old Man League. So until next time, I'm Lee with Chuck and Mike, and we love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Old Man League. You somehow managed to endure this Mike and Lee dumpster fire. Kudos. Until next time, drink responsibly and don't touch the thermostat.